Okay. Hey guys, it's Phantom, and welcome or welcome back to the podcast. So we're back with this. Sorry about my very long absence from the podcast for a good couple of months. I wasn't inspired to record an episode. I wasn't inspired to record an episode, and a lot was going down in these past few months. So, for today's episode, let's talk about visualization. Let's talk about visualization and how important that is. Now, typically, when you hear of things like visualization, typically when you hear about things like visualization, you think like closing your eyes and visualizing things. Well, for me, the closing your eyes technique doesn't work. And let me tell you why. So, as you all know, you guys know that I write a lot and I rely a lot on my book series to get me through things. Okay, so let me start off by saying writing was never something that I thought I had a talent for. Okay? Writing was something I thought I never ever had a talent for. Let me start off there. Writing was something I thought I never had a talent for until one day when I was in junior high, I got this idea and I just started writing. So, as you all know, I'm a very visual and auditory person. I don't just mean this literally, I mean this in the mind as well. Now, I mean this literally and I mean this in the mind as well. I have a mind that is very, very, very special, in my opinion. I have a mind that is very, very, very special, meaning my mind doesn't know how to shut up. My mind doesn't know how to shut up, okay? That's all I'm gonna say. My mind doesn't know how to shut up. So I never knew this about myself. I never knew how healing me writing this book series was until I started writing it. And as an adult now, I understand how healing this is because I rely on this book series and these characters to get me through things, to get me through a lot. As well as meditation, as well as like forms of meditation and visualization methods. If you don't know, visualizing is how I come up with my book scenes. If you didn't know how I came up with them so easily, I get into a meditative state and I just let my mind do its thing. And yes, I have seen Quinn. I have seen Alice. Speaking of that, I've come up with like a lot of book scenarios. Some of them are very, 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 very deep. And some of them I didn't stick with. Some of them I didn't stick with. Like for one, I went into a state where I saw into Mia's mind. Now, if you don't know, Mia has a tendency to have very, very, very vivid nightmares. And in one of these nightmares, it was a death nightmare, and it was about Delphine. Now, I've talked about this before, but this is a scene that I will never, ever, ever put in the book series because Delphine means everything to me. and I can't part with her. I cannot part with Dee Dee. Dee Dee has, when I say that this book series has changed my life, it's changed my life for the better. Now, I can't part with Dee Dee, obviously. You might think, oh, death is a normal part of life. And it's like, no, I cannot part with Dee Dee. Okay? I can't. I can't part with Dee Dee. I can't part with Dee Dee. So, let's talk about this. So, a couple of months back, I don't know what exactly happened, right? I don't know what exactly happened for me to get into this state of, to get into this altered state. But what I saw was not, what I saw was not pleasant. So Delphine was pregnant. She still, well, she is, but she isn't. It's hard to explain. So Delphine was pregnant, and Mia was having a, well, Mia was having a nightmare, a very, 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 very vivid nightmare of Delphine being in like this weird hospital setting. All I really remember seeing was like a very weird looking hospital setting, and like it didn't look like an actual hospital. It looked scary. And Delphine was giving birth, and after giving birth, she ended up dying. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot write this, because like I literally cannot write this, because it would be traumatic. It would be traumatic for me, and probably a lot of other people, but mainly me. It would be very traumatic for me, because I have the ability to visualize these things. I have the ability to visualize these things as they are actually happening. So my mind like does not shut up. My mind runs and runs and runs, and then when it finally calms down, that's when I get into my most creative spaces, and just like come up with good scenarios. So, or like good scenarios for like any occasion. So, one scenario that I had was about, Edward, Allison, and Alessandra. Now, if you don't know who Alessandra is Edward's girlfriend. Edward's current girlfriend. Yes, Edward has a girlfriend. I don't like her. Okay? I don't like her. I don't like her. I do not like her. I do not like her at all. I don't like her. So, yeah, I don't like Alessandra. Alessandra is a B word, if you know what I mean. Alessandra is a B word. So, I do not like Alessandra. I don't like her. I have a grudge against Alessandra. So, the scenario I randomly, this happened. I had no control. I had no control. This just happened. And so this was at, you know, the family house, right? This was at like one of the family houses. And okay, so Alice and Quinn and the family are minding their own business. And, you know, Alice, Quinn, Bexy, you know, they're minding their own business. They're off doing whatever. And Edward comes in, right? Edward comes in the house. Edward comes in the house with his woman, with his girlfriend, sorry. I don't like Alessandra. I don't like Alessandra at all. Okay? I like Quinn. I like Quinn as the villain, not Alessandra. I like Quinn as the villain, not Alessandra. Now, I love Quinn, okay? I love Quinn. I love Quinn Becker. Now I love and hate Quinn, but I love Quinn. As I say, I find comfort in the crazy. And this family is nothing but crazy. I mean, they have their calm moments, but they have their crazy moments. And Alessandra definitely took it to a level where Delphine was about, where like the others had to step in. Okay, so they're at the fam, they're at one of the family houses. I think it's Runlavine Manor or Runlavine Estate, where where the parents live. And so Alice is like kind of in the living room near the kind of in like or not the living room but like this little sitting nook area, and Edward comes in the house, right? Edward comes in the house, saying hi Alice, saying hi Alice or whatever, because they're on good terms. They love each other. They're on good terms. They don't hate each other. But Alessandra puts in her two cents. I don't like Alessandra. And here's why. So let me read this off to you. Let me read this off to you of what happened. Let me read this off to you of what happened, because Alessandra, I do not like her. I have a deep spitefulness for Alessandra. So let me read off to you what happened. So basically, I call them the Alices because Alice is short for Allison. Alice is short for Alessandra. Alice is short for like a bunch of different names. So, Alice, if you don't know, Alice is Edward's ex-girlfriend and Bexy's mom. So, and Alessandra. Now, I didn't get a good like visualization of what, well, I think Alessandra is like brunette. Yeah, that's all I can come up with her. That's all I can come up with for her. You didn't really see much of like the others because they were having a conversation. But let me read off to you how this scenario visualization went. So basically, Alice is Edward's ex-girlfriend and Bexy's mom, Alessandra. Alessandra is jealous of Alice, okay? She's jealous of Alice. And she took Dylan and decided to play the stepmommy card. Now, Bexy already has a stepmother. Bexy already has a stepmother, and that's Quinn. Quinn is her stepmother. Quinn is Bexy's stepmom. In fact, Bexy has a bunch of different like moms in her life, okay? That's all I'm gonna say. Because they're poly, so they basically raised kids together. So, yeah. Anyway, Edward is just being casual, right? And Alessandra is like right behind him. Alessandra is like right behind him. Like, picture a woman hugging a man's shoulders and like being rude and like sounding like fake nice and condescending. That's basically how I picture Alessandra. Like Alessandra is that type of person that you'd want to like that you'd want to get into an altercation with. Because she thinks she's tough, but she's not. That's all I'm gonna say. So, Edward and Alice are like. Edward and Alice are talking, and Edward is like, "Oh, hi, Alice. Hi, Dylan." Dylan is Edward's middle name, so Alice has always called him Dylan. And then Alessandra butts in, and she's like, "Hi, Dylan. Like, hi, Dylan. Like, you know, all like fake nice, all fake cute. You know, trying to get under Alice's skin." And these are like grown adults, okay? Alice is like almost in her 60s, and like she's too old for this nonsense. So, and then Quinn pokes her head in, or Quinn's like already there, and Quinn's like, I'm your new stepmom. And Alessandra butts in and she's like, "Hi, I'm your new stepmom." And Bexy's like, "I already have one." Okay, so Alice and Quinn have been married for a long time, like since the early 2000s. I don't know when they got married though. But they got married in the early 2000s. When Alice went back to school or whatever, Quinn and Alice met each other, they fell in love, and then they got married. So and then Bexy's like, "I already have one." And Quinn's like, "Aw." And basically this whole part of what I saw was just the others talking, because you couldn't see Alice and Dylan because they were in the, you couldn't see Alice and Edward because they were like in a separate room talking to each other and like basically arguing like how couples would argue, but they were being good parents. So, Alice is like, "Dylan, a word, please." And then, like, a conversation was happening. You could hear the conversation. And Dolphine is like, "What's going on in?" And then Alessandra crosses the line. Oh my god, I hate Alessandra. I hate Alessandra so much. She freaking crossed a line. She crossed a lot of lines. But she crossed a line. Okay, so Dolphine's like, "What's going on?" And Alessandra's like, "Oh, what a cute baby." And Dolphine's like, "Don't touch my child." And Dolphine is like, "Don't touch my child. I don't like you." But we just met. And then Alessandra's like, "But we just met." And Dolphine's like, no, we didn't. I heard about you 20 years ago and saw you at a restaurant. You smelled like cigarette smoke. And I saw all over the tabloids that you were thinking about having a baby. What do you know about children, huh?" And then Mia is like over here trying to stop a potential fight, okay? Because, like, nobody likes Alessandra, okay? Okay? Nobody likes Alessandra. And if you know Dolphine is pretty dang strong. Dolphine is strong. I've seen her do some things. And then Mia runs in to, like, break up a fight, and, or, like, break up a soon-to-be fight, and she's like, no, and she's
he's like, no, no, no one is fighting. And then Alessandra, oh my gosh, I freaking hate her so much. And then Alessandra's like, stay out of this, Pipsqueak. And then Mia's like, oh no, you did not. And then Alessandra's like, oh look, she talks. And then Quinn's like, enough, Alessandra. You're too old for this nonsense. Okay, so like, Quinn and Alice are like, what? And they're like, 50s? Like, Quinn is like in her late 40s, early 50s. And Alessandra, I don't know how old Alessandra is, but she looks pretty young. You know, probably because, you know, she's a vampire or something. I don't know. She's a vampire or something. I don't know what species Alessandra is. And then part two to this. Oh, Nettie was there too. Nettie was there too. She just didn't say anything. She just, like, kind of watched this all unfold. And, like, she was the one that, like, was on the, she was the one that was, like, legs crossed on the couch eating a bucket of popcorn. Okay. Like, Nettie was unbothered. And Alessandra's like, well, about that 20-plus-year-old conversation. And then Bexy's like, oh, no. And then Alessandra's like, oh, yes. And then Mia goes, Mia gets in her face. My god, I love Mia. I love Mia so much. Okay, so Mia goes, you listen here, lady. You can't just waltz in here and take my family. And take my family. There's only room for one crazy becker, and that's Quinn. You stole my mom's boyfriend. And then, okay, so, oh my god, they need their own show so bad. Like, I would literally pay so much to watch a show of them just squabbling at each other. So, Mia goes, you listen here, lady. You can't just waltz in here and take my family. There's only room for one crazy becker, and that's Quinn. You stole my mom's boyfriend, well, ex-boyfriend, and you reek of cigarette smoke. Get out of here. And Alessandra is like, whatever are you gonna do, Pipsqueak? And then Alessandra is like, oh, whatever are you gonna do, Pipsqueak? And Mia's like, hey, Del. And Delphine's like, coming. And then Delphine is like, just like, you know, strutting like she owns the place, like boss. You know, cause that's how Delphine runs things, okay? She runs things like a boss. And I love her. I love her for that. And the fact that she also scares the absolute shiz out of me. And yeah, she actually does scare me. If you're wondering. But she's comforting, and that's why I like her so much. So Delphine's like, come in! And then Delphine, like, sniffs. Delphine sniffs around, and she's like, smoking. And she's like, smoking around children? Take it outside, now. You do realize we live with a literal doctor, right? And, smoking is quite dangerous if you're trying to get pregnant. Maybe not ready, like you thought. Now please get help, or get out. Now please get help, or get out, because I'm not afraid to pick you up and carry you out of this house. It was more like, well, it was kind of more like, I'm not afraid to pick you up and throw you out of this house, but, you know, we don't want Del getting in trouble, so, yeah. And then Edward and Alice are still having their conversation. They're, like, in, like, a separate room, or like in a secret space room, whatever. And Edward is like, did you hear something? And Alice is like, why did you? And then Alice is like whisper yelling at him, like, why did you bring her here? And Edward is like, I didn't. And Edward was trying to explain himself. Edward was like, I didn't. She tagged along and she followed me here. And, you know, basically was what he was trying to tell her. And Edward goes, and Edward just stands there and looks while Alice is, like, yelling at him. And Alice is like, Edward Dylan Corsona. Don't you make me go out there and knock some sense into that woman. Don't you make me call your mother boy, because I'll do it. Edward. And then Edward goes, I'm not a child! And then Edward is like, oh my god, Edward. Oh my god, Edward kills me. And then Edward is like, I'm not a child, I don't need my mom. And then Alice is like, and then Alice opens the door and walks out, and she goes, very, very unladylike, Allie. Not sure what's going through your mind right now, but don't play the mommy card with my children. Don't waltz in here like you have your shit together. Your attitude is very immature right now. It's embarrassing. And Alessandra was, like, speechless. She didn't say anything. And I was like, oh my god. And then Alice was like, Alessandra was speechless and didn't say anything. And then apparently they, like, you know, talked about babies, talked about pregnancy. And, you know, Nettie was obviously pregnant in this, you know, because she's due. Because she's due in, like, a month. I don't know when, but she's due in a month. So, yeah. And I guess Alessandra was, like, trying to get back at them for I don't know what, but Alessandra was very, very, very immature. Like, very immature. Oh my gosh, I do not like her, but Quinn, she looked gorgeous, okay? Like, okay, but Quinn, in this scenario, looked gorgeous. And this is an actual scenario that I'm gonna keep in the series because, oh my gosh, drama. And then another thing that happened was, like, a labor scenario with Delphine. Oh my gosh, I need to tell you guys that scenario of what happened, of what I visualized. So this happened accidentally, right? And so this scenario happened, and yes, I'm keeping this in the book because this is hilarious. I feel bad for Jake, but I don't. Oh my gosh. I swear. I freaking swear! Okay, this is hilarious. Okay, hold on. I think I still have it somewhere. Hold on. Alright, so, basically, people might be wondering, like, how Delphine's labor is gonna go, and oh my dear god, it's not gonna go very well, okay? It's not gonna go very well, but, Daphne will be healthy, that's all I'm gonna say. So how does Delphine's labor and delivery go? And I'm like, and I'd be like, and here's the play out of what happened. Here's the play out of what happened in real time. So Delphine is in a hospital bed in labor, pre-epidural. They were arguing about something. I don't know what they were arguing about, but they were arguing about something. And Delphine was mad. Okay, Delphine was mad. So she was just like very, very irritated. So basically what happened was, you know, Delphine is in active labor. Delphine is in active labor, not having any of Jake's shit. You know, she's not having any of Jake's shit at the moment. And Jake decides with his squeamish self, he is so squeamish, I thought he was going to pass out, but he didn't, something worse happened. So, Jake is so squeamish, I don't know why he wasn't up at Delphine's head like he was supposed to be. So, Delphine was very annoyed with him, and she told him multiple times, like, don't go down there, like, don't look down there, you will pass out, I know you, you are squeamish, I don't know how to use squeamish in a sentence like that, or like she said something like, you are the most squeamish man I have ever met, get up by my head now. So Delphine holds his hand, and Delphine's grip is strong. Okay, Delphine has a strong grip. I am not kidding. She has a really good throw, too. So, Aaron and Mia were there also. They were, like, behind a... Well, some of the family was, like, behind, like, a door. Or not a door, but, like, those windows. Because Delphine didn't want anyone else in there. Because, you know, when she's in pain, stuff happens, and it's not pleasant. So, so in this moment, like, leading up to this, Delphine and Jake were going at it, saying stuff, and Delphine freaking threw this man backwards, not thinking he would, like, fall into a wall, but he does. The wall is, like, unscathed, the wall is fine, but Jake, oh my gosh, Jake is, like, dramatic. So, Aaron and Mia were watching this whole thing, and they were like, they had their hands over their faces, and they were like, oh my god, I hope his back isn't broken. And Delphine goes, and oh my gosh, this is so funny. So Aaron and Mia saw Jake almost, like, get thrown against the wall and fell, and, like, he fell backwards and, like, hurt himself. I'm wondering if I should, like, have him say that he, like, broke his back and needs a harness or whatever, because that'll be hilarious. That'll be hilarious for Delphine to, like, poke fun at him, you know, as, like, payback. to poke fun at him. I know, Delphine's mean. I'm sorry, but that's just how Delphine is.
So Delphine,
she's in her hospital bed, right? She's in her hospital bed, and she goes.
She has her hands over her mouth, trying to hold in laughter, and she goes, "I told you."
And she's like, "I told you to stand by my head.
I'm so sorry." And then Jake almost seriously hurt himself. Like, oh god.
Oh my god. I think I have more to this as well. But, oh my gosh. This killed me. I was laughing so hard. When this ended, I was laughing so hard because I was like wondering how I should add on to it. And I think like the harness thing would be so funny because she could like poke fun at him.
I think I added more to this if I'm being honest. So let me just. This scene killed me. So,
the, like, possible broken back scenario. So, like, this is, like, the rest. This is the rest of the POV. This is the rest of the POV. So, Jake is a little dazed, right? And he's like, ow. And he's like, ow, what happened? And Delphine's like, honey, tries to hold in laughter. You know, she's like trying to hold in laughter. She's like snickering, like crying so hard to not laugh at him. And
are you okay? You kind of rolled a bit there. I'd help, but I don't think I'm allowed to get up yet.
And Kata. Oh my god, Kata. Kills me. Kata is like,
are you crazy? Why did you look down there? You've always been on the squeamish side. Ugh, I hope your back isn't broken.
So, you know, Jake goes for a scan. And Jake is like, it's not broken, but it's sprained pretty bad. And Farrah goes,
Dad, are you insane? You're such a drama queen. Wouldn't have happened if you stayed up by Mom like you were supposed to.
And Delphine just holds Daphne. And, like, Delphine is just holding Daphne, just looking at her. And Delphine goes, well, Daphne, you haven't even been here a full day and it's already chaos. Pretty normal around here. And I have it in my head that Jake is going to be in a harness for quite some time. And probably have to get rescanned. Because, ooh, that was a pretty hard slam. That was a pretty hard slam in the back. That was a pretty hard fall. He went smack dab into the wall. Like, I'm not kidding. I laughed so hard. So, for the meantime, Jake has to be in a harness to not put too much weight on his lower body. But, like, oh my gosh. I feel bad for him, but I don't, because he, yeah. So, this is hilarious, okay? So I think that's all for this episode, really. I think 39 minutes is good. I'm not gonna upload this today. I don't know when. But I'll probably upload this later. I do have more videos I want to film, but I also just want to chill, so yeah. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the podcast, and I will catch you in the next episode. Bye, guys. And the next episode will probably be about the Briarwood teachers. So, yeah. Or, like, you know, the Berrywood Briar. Not Briarwood, sorry. The Berrywood Briar teachers. You know, the Berrywood Briar